Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is the start of another fun-filled week. It is Monday, July the 21st. Robbie Noel with you for 2 hours. All brought to you courtesy of Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number 1-800-691-7898. The web address, RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. Well, looky here. We got international terrorism taking place, and we have domestic financial terrorism taking place. Although the results are somewhat different, anticipating a bloodbath in the financial markets this morning after debt negotiations broke down, and there was a quasi-bloodbath. Not as bad as I thought it would be, but significant red on the screen in front of me with a few smatterings of green. And we'll get to both topics over the next 2 hours. Currently, gold up $12.30 at $1,613.60. We actually had a high of $16.24 earlier on this morning. Likewise for silver, silver currently up 29 cents at $40.46. When gold was at $16.24, silver was at $41. Platinum off $4 at $17.97. Palladium up $3 at $812. Mining index is in the red, although it was in the green earlier. Mining index off XAU 128 basis points at 219.08. Mining index following the Dow. Dow off 65 points, 12,615. NASDAQ off almost 7 at 2,851. Dollar weaker by 23 basis points. So is oil in the red, off 75 cents at 99.12.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over?
Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
There's a hope.
Welcome back to the Flip Side on this Monday. Over the weekend, our good friends at King World News interviewed one of the best technical analysts in the business, a lady I followed for quite some time, Luis Yamada of Technical Research Advisors. The audio of the interview has not yet been posted, but we've got a transcript of what she told Eric King. He asked her about the action in the metals market, and her response was, "Gold continues to be in an uptrend in our work. You had a little bit of a consolidation. Seasonality would suggest a rise into the fall. The primary support level remains at 1475. Our next target," and you'd be well advised to listen to the advice of Luis Yamada. She has made me a lot of money. Luis Yamada's next target for gold is $2,000. She said they did a gold special in the last piece that she did, and suggested this from a very long-term perspective, and we could actually see $5,200 gold. Regarding silver specifically, Louise remarked, "We hit part of our silver target at $50. Expect $65, even $80, $85 over time. We had an 88% rally in a very short period of time from January, and a one-third retracement, which was, as we know, very painful for some, a correction of some 34%. Which Louise says is all pretty normal. We saw some support at $33 and would have loved to seen it go sideways a little bit longer, to be honest with you. When asked about inflation and strength in commodities, Louise said, I think what's interesting is that the CCI, the Continuous Commodity Index, is right above 600. That level is now support. It moved through the 2008 peak and is consolidating above that peak, which is perfectly normal. It does not look like a secondary top. We had a couple of markets, including Mexico, that have moved out to the 2008 peaks and are just simply moving sideways above it. You can look at something like palladium, which is doing exactly the same thing above 700. Copper doing exactly the same thing above 400 after moving through the 2008 peak. And platinum is in a consolidation. When asked about her thoughts on the U.S. dollar, Louise says, I think that one of the observations that one has to take into consideration is that with each of the euro financial crisis and our own financial crisis in 2008 to 2009, the dollar has rallied less. In other words, you had a rally in 2009 that carried 25%. Then in early 2010, the rally was only 19%. And the second one in 2010 was only 7%. And this time you haven't seen 7% with the crisis that has evolved. So that suggests to us that if the dollar is becoming less and less considered a safe haven, bear in mind that the 80 level for the U.S. dollar is a major 34-year resistance level, now having broken down through that in 2006, 2007. So our longer-term declining dollar profile remains in place. Interesting comments on where the dollar is going, considering the dollar is having a birthday. Yes, the dollar is now the longest surviving fiat currency in the world. It's been around for 150 years. No fiat currency has ever survived that long in the history of mankind. What does that say? You better start paying attention. As we said at the top of the hour, while there's international terrorism taking place, there's domestic terrorism in the form of financial terrorism being directed by the President of the United States, holding the country hostage and trying to scare the you-know-what out of everybody, talking about the consequences of a U.S. default. In an attempt, I guess, to get the Republicans to agree to some sort of budget deal. The Republicans, on the other hand, being held hostage by the Tea Party electorate, seem to be indecisive as to what to do. And even Grover Norquist is backpedaling on holding the Republicans' feet to the fire with his no new taxes pledge that they all signed on to. Well, I guess, my friends, we do full circle here. We go from domestic financial terrorism to the topic du jour that's on everybody's mind. And that is the events that took place Friday in Oslo. For those who listened to the show on Friday with my guest, Charles Carlson, I pointed out to Charles on Friday that within half an hour of the report of the explosion in Oslo, Fox News had rounded up a terrorism expert. I was half expecting to see Waleed Shubat appear, definitely calling the explosion a Al Qaeda attack, and subsequently. That view was parroted by all of mainstream media. whether it was CBS, NBC, ABC, or CNN. Therefore, I was half expecting to see some discussion taking place on the Sunday talk shows. Well, I guess it just proves beyond all reasonable doubt, don't ever assume anything. Because there was not a word on Meet the Depressed, on CNN, on CBS, about the events in Norway. Rather, they all dealt with the impending crisis of U.S. debt rating. I did find it interesting, however, that on Fox News, no shock or surprise, on Mike Huckabee's show, that he did an interview with Benjamin Netanyahu. Who was speaking about the special relationship between Israel and the United States and demonstrated his naivete about American history. No shock or surprise, considering he could care less about the United States other than milking money from U.S. taxpayers. He said America is a special place. And talked about Abraham Lincoln as describing America as the shining city on the hill. Well, Abe Lincoln never said anything about America being a shining light on the hill. First president to say that was JFK. Second president to say that was Ronald Reagan. Abe Lincoln didn't push American exceptionalism. Anyway, we'll be back after this.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see.
Welcome back to the Flip Side on this Monday, July the 25th. You know, in all the years I've been doing this, I have learned one very valuable lesson. Whenever I try and make heads or tails of anything, and that is, who benefits? So the question is, who benefits from the acts that took place in Oslo? And when it comes to terrorism, there's always one suspect that stands out more than any others, and that's Israel. And then one has to question, why would Huckabee want to do a in-depth interview with Benjamin Netanyahu? Now, I must admit, and I had it posted up on my website over the weekend, I attempted to read through the manifest of Andrzej Breivik, entitled 2083, A European Declaration of Independence. It is a it is a tough manifest to get your hands around. He lost me in many sections, and it without question was reminiscent of the Ted Kaczynski manifest. And I also paid attention to the fact that he made mention of the fact that he was a member of a local Masonic lodge, that he attended various services at a Lutheran church in Oslo. But I also took note of the U.S. media making comparisons to Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City. After all, the comparisons were striking. It was a fertilizer bomb. So the first question that jumped to my mind is, how did he find out how to build a fertilizer bomb? Could he have been taught by the same people that taught McVeigh how to build his fertilizer bomb? Well, so after all, if you go onto the internet, you can't find any web pages that direct you how to build a fertilizer bomb. Especially one capable of doing that much damage. And then you have to figure out the timing. Why he did it at that particular time. Also in his manifest, he claims to be a fundamentalist Christian, a Christian Zionist, if you will. And as we said before, a Freemason. Also attacked many European countries of surrendering to Muslims. Took the Prime Minister of Spain to task. Pointed out that in 2004, the bombing of Madrid subway. Chastised Spain for forgetting its past, a reference to the long wars between Spanish Christians and Moorish Muslims that ended in the expulsion of Muslim power in 1492, just after the arrival of Christopher Columbus to American shores. A lot of other interesting stuff in this manifest. We'll have more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
People smile and tell me I'm a lucky one. And we just begun. Think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like she and me, as frizz and dark. Conceived in love. Sun is gonna shine above. Even though we ain't got money.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday, talking about the events of last week Friday. Some of the interesting points made in the manifest. There are references to his association with a group out of London, England called the EDL. Short for the European Defense League, sounding very similar to an organization that was very prominent here in the U.S. called the JDL, the Jewish Defense League, headed up by one Irv Rubin, a supporter of... Rabbi Kahan. Irv Rubin, a noted Zionist who attempted to blow up a California congressman. How do I keep on remembering all this stuff? In the late 90s. And ultimately, before he went to trial, he committed suicide. Now, besides railing against Spain for its acceptance of multiculturalism, he mentions Israel. And according to the Jerusalem Post, in the 1,500 pages, he mentions Israel 359 times. He mentions Jews 324 times. He condemns Muslims, Marxism, and multiculturalism, and espouses what the newspaper itself, the Jerusalem Post, describes as far-right Zionism. He also takes a shot at Western media that he believes unfairly focuses on the failings of Israel. In one part, he says that Western journalists again and again systematically ignore serious Muslim attacks and rather focuses on the Jews. He chastises left-wing Jews. He writes that German Jews were disloyal to their country before the Second World War. At least the so-called liberal Jews, similar to the liberal Jews today that oppose nationalism, Zionism, and support multiculturalism. Jews that support multiculturalism today are as much of a threat to Israel and Zionism as they are to Europeans. So he says, let us fight together with Israel, with our Zionist brothers against all anti-Zionists against all cultural Marxists and multiculturalists. What I found interesting in researching a number of things, I have far too much time on my hands, even though I was tempted to spend a good chunk of my time in an adult beverage location with air conditioning over the weekend because it's been oppressively hot here in Baja. And trust me, you'll never hear me complain about the heat. And it's not that the heat I'm complaining about, it's just the humidity. But that being said, I was amazed on my research how many so-called conservatives in America are in strong support of the actions of the European Defense League. The biggest supporter, without question, is one Michael Savage. And then followed by the usual suspects. The EDL has received strong support from Sean Hannity. Michael Medved, although I was surprised to see his name associated with the EDL, was actually criticizing the EDL and its tactics for getting noticed. But then I also saw the usual suspects in the print media that gave tacit support and praise for the efforts of the EDL. No shock or surprise, World Net Daily, not too far behind the Weekly Standard. But that was in large part just simply because they found a kinship with the EDL's a virile hatred of all things Muslim. Now, the interesting stories that are now coming out of Oslo and kind of reminiscent of Oklahoma City bombing is... And many other events in American history is that we always sold on the lone gunman theory. Just like for a long time after the Oklahoma City bombing, we were led to believe that it was just Timothy McVeigh until John Doe 2 arrived on the scene, as many people started reporting having seen someone with McVeigh prior to the bombing and the day of the bombing. Well, there are now reports surfacing out of Oslo that some of the kids from the island are saying that there was two gunmen. And they described the second gunman, unlike Andres, who was blonde hair, blue-eyed, the second gunman, according to them, had dark hair. Although the police reports coming out of Oslo are backpedaling on the second gunman theory. This is all, as I said, conjecture and speculation at this time. Because news reports tend to lead you down the garden path on many issues. I did do a search on WikiLeaks and found that there were a number of documents that called into question Norway's preparedness, if you will, for terrorist acts. This from WikiLeaks. Relating to the efforts of Norway's police security service, known as the PST, to monitor an Al-Qaeda terror cell in the nation, the U.S. ambassador to Norway, Barry White, complained in a diplomatic cable that the PST officials refused support from British intelligence officials to aid in the case. Not only will PST not place their very own sources on the terror cell, but they also just turned down the visiting UK intelligence service offer of 212 individual surveillance teams. The cable also cites situations of incompetence and apathy amongst Norwegian intelligence officials. Another memo from 2007 focused on the potential for terrorist activities amongst young Pakistani immigrants in Norway. The cable lamented that Norwegians think they are in a country that continues to really feel immune from terrorism. The official police threat evaluation states that international terrorist organizations are not a direct threat against Norway. Other cables indicate that although U.S. officials repeatedly pressured Norway to beef up its anti-terrorism activities, Oslo authorities seem to believe that Denmark was in higher danger due to the fact of the anti-Islamic cartoons published in a Danish newspaper. Well, for all we know, this could have been conducted by Michael Chertoff in the attempt to sell Norway scanning machines at the airport. Who knows? Anyway, let's get some of your thoughts. Let's go to the phones. Paul in Michigan. Hey, Paul. Paul dropped. My friends, I don't have any extra insightful insight into these events outside of, as I said before, knowing that whatever we are being fed, we are being fed for a reason. And I've often said this. The problem that you have when governments have a war on terror and they create behemoth industries in order to fight that particular boogeyman, once they start to become multi-billion dollar operations, it is inevitable, and it is in their own interest to create situations that justify their existence. This became very clear to me after the events in Waco. Because if you remember back to Waco, prior to Waco, there was a lot of criticism directed towards the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Of course, nobody really saw any need to have a militarized police force. And so, in order for them to justify their existence and be supported by taxpayer money, they had to come up with a situation that would justify their existence. And lo and behold, Waco appeared on our radar screen. And although we like to think that September 11th changed America, I submit to you that Waco changed America. The powers that be, call them the men in the shadows, if you will, learned valuable lessons coming out of Waco. And that with a compliant press, the government could demonize particularly groups or individuals to the point where even if they committed acts that were abhorrent to most American citizens, the demonization could get to such a level that the government could actually execute 80 women and children, and the large majority of people would accept it as a good thing. And they deserved what they got for going against official government policy. You know, when we go back to Oklahoma City, let me just remind you that there were a number of people in the Patriot community that didn't buy into the official story of the bombing. And many people questioned, what did the FBI know and when did they know it? And was the FBI complicit in the bombing? Well, that question was answered, believe it or not, on July the 1st, 2011. Yes, the FBI was complicit in the Oklahoma City bombing. We'll have more after this short message.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to the final segment for this hour. Just a mere 3 weeks ago, on July the 1st, in a response to a federal judge's order that he issued on May the 11th, an FBI official offered no denials about the existence of video images captured by more than 20 surveillance cameras operating prior to 9:02 a.m. on April the 19th, 1995, in the vicinity of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in downtown Oklahoma City. Instead, he explained to the judge that officials at the Bureau merely cannot find the tapes and raised the possibility that they might have been misfiled and thus could be located somewhere other than in the Oklahoma City bombing file. Although he did add it would be impossible to know where they are. And let me just remind you, this is the same FBI that helped plan the bombing of the World Trade Center Tower, the first World Trade Center Tower. They set that up. But because the death toll was only 6, nobody paid too much attention to that startling revelation that it was an FBI informant that was not only given the cover that he needed, but was also given the instruction on how to build the car bomb. However, the FBI later said that it had switched the material from the truly devastating explosives that the informant thought he had in the truck with a less lethal variety. Now, I'll just bring this to your attention, just merely to point out that nothing that you see reported in any way, shape, or form, or nothing that is said by any talk show host, we don't have sources. We are just skeptical people who, I guess it's part and parcel of those of us that grew up in the 60s. We have lived by this motto for decades, always question authority. I don't know who came up with that, but it was pretty good. And I'm a victim of that. I still do it to this very day. We'll take another short break and return after these messages.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom?